Then the next morning, I milked those cows and took them down and put them in the pasture before I went to school.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts did you milk your cows?
In the barn out there, cow lot. We had a regular shed to put them in, the stalls for those cows to go in there. I milked a few. You had to put kickers on. You had to see any kickers on the cow. Uh-huh. Yeah, I milked a few that way.
Did you have any place on the farm where you kept your corn?
Oh yeah, that's corn crib, yeah. We had a big one on a farm down here. I've seen it, a log barn. And that thing must have been about 30 by 40. Mm. And it is, oh, at least 10 feet up to the top log. And then it's boarded up all the way around. And then on the back, they were stables, of course, all across the back. We'd board that up clear to the top, like that. And I've seen that thing full of corn and packed and sold back till it's sliding down to this door down there. I don't know how many thousand bushels might they be in there. We raised lots of corn. We fed lots of it to hogs. And we used to have a slaughterhouse down there on that place. Just about below where we made syrup. And we butchered twice a week and hauled it up to meat markets in town. One of them would take half of it, one, and the other take the other half. About twice a week, three times sometimes. And a hog the same way. We'd go around these hotels then. They didn't have no way to get rid of anything but barrels, slop barrels, they call them out there. And we wagon the team, and we go around and pick up all this slop from these hogs and take it down there on the farm, and we'd buy a sack of shorts, you know, and put in this barrel. And when we picked up these, about two barrels of it, why, we'd have two already starred, you know, and we'd pour that out to these hogs and then have two for the next day there picked up. When we come back in, we'd pour them out. You get about everything imaginable in that slop bucket, you know. You get big old steaks and stuff like that, these hotels that people just didn't eat.
What about, you know, the upper part of the barn where you put your hay?
That's called a loft. Hay loft.
Well, you know, when you cut the hay off the field, sometimes they just pile it up there in the field.
Oh, yeah. We used to stack it down there in the field, and we'd have some logs on the ground, and we'd put cross this log on top of them, you know, and then stack that hay on top of that. We'd have stacks big as that house there someplace. And in the middle of that, we'd have a pole run clear up to the through the whole thing. We'd stack that hay around that thing there, and when we put that crown on it, and tied around this pole to top, well, you wouldn't know water ever get into that thing. You'd shed that water off, comb it down, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we'd put a little fence around that to keep the cows out of it till it got ready for them to go to getting into it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them just eat into that thing till it just keeps squatting down. Mm-hmm. All winter. We used to stack a lot of it out that way. Then we got the baling it. We baled with an old mule walking around the baler. Many a bale we put out there. Didn't have all this late model stuff when I was raised up on the farm. Yeah. Didn't have any power saws. We cleared land down there and cut wood and hauled it into town here to sell it for $1, $1.25, stove wood. We cut wood, and a brother of mine that's in Denver to hold it, sell it. Mm-hmm.